Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, January 7th. Grey Bruce OPP say two people have been charged following the death of an infant in Saugeen First Nation. They say on March 26th, 2023, officers, Bruce County paramedics, and the Saugeen First Nation Fire Department responded to a call regarding an unresponsive infant. OPP say the nine-month-old was transported to hospital and pronounced dead. Police have now charged a 33-year-old from Saugeen Shores and a 28-year-old from Saugeen First Nation with criminal negligence causing death. Saugeen Shores counselors are frustrated over seemingly fruitless repeated attempts to get assistance from the provincial government to deal with the eroding and historic Pioneer Cemetery in Southampton. The graves that date back to 1860 are at risk of falling into the Saugeen River. Last night, Councillor Bud Halpin discussed a letter from the Provincial Ministry of Citizenship and Multiculturalism. It gave the town yet another government entity to contact, but not a person there, a general email address, and a 1-800 number.
I just want to say I'm really disappointed by this letter. The town of Saugeen Shores has made three delegations on this.
It will cost at least $800,000 to relocate the graves, but the issue doesn't fit snugly into the purview of any specific ministry. Council is going to send a letter to MPP Lisa Thompson to formally invite her to see the site after an informal invitation was ineffective, in the hope the MPP will support the town in its search for assistance. Bruce Grey Owen Sound Conservative MP Alex Ruff has released a statement on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's decision to resign as PM and Liberal Party leader. From Ruff's point of view, nothing has changed. He says the same Liberal and NDP politicians who have finally called for the Prime Minister's resignation supported the government's policies.
Liberal politicians only demanded that Mr. Trudeau resign when it became clear that they would lose their jobs after the next election. The people of Bruce Grey Owen Sound are telling me they want an election now.
Ruff says it's a time when Canada needs leadership to deal with the threat of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's 25% tariffs, and he feels the Prime Minister chose his party over the country. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will stay on until a new Liberal leader is selected. U.S. President Joe Biden has shared his thoughts on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau following Trudeau's announcement he's stepping down as PM and Liberal leader. Biden says Trudeau led with commitment, optimism, and strategic vision, that the relationship between Canada and the U.S. is stronger because of him, and the American and Canadian people are safer because of him, and the world is a better place because of him. Provincial police say a man was arrested following a brief foot chase in Thornbury after allegedly breaking into a vehicle. Officers were called to a theft in progress at a residence on Arthur Street in Thornbury around 3 Saturday afternoon. Police say a man was stealing items from a vehicle parked in a driveway. OPP also alleged the accused had entered another vehicle in a parking lot on King Street. A 38-year-old Thornbury man faces charges of theft under $5,000 and possession of property obtained by crime. If you're looking for something fun to help keep you organized this year, Saugeen Shores has a firefighter calendar for 2025. The calendar, which was planned and created by Saugeen Shores local volunteer firefighters, raises money for the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation to purchase medical equipment. Saugeen Shores firefighter Mary Campbell.
We decided to do something fun and do a firefighter calendar. The pictures are wonderful.
Each month features one or more local firefighters, some of whom you may know or recognize, having fun posing with trucks, hoses, boats, and equipment. You can buy the calendars at a number of locations around Saugeen Shores. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 69 points to 24,929. The Dow Jones is down 178 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.6 U.S. cents, down 13 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $74.23, up 67 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs will go for their fifth straight win tonight when they visit the Philadelphia Flyers. Game time is 7:30. In the PWHL, New York hosts Ottawa. While at the Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championship, Canada takes on Czechia in preliminary round action this evening. And in the OHL, it's an off night for the Owen Sound Attack ahead of tomorrow's home game at the Bayshore against the Barrie Colts. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, 5 to 10 centimeters of flurries and blowing snow tonight. 50-kilometer wind gusts, minus 16. The wind chill, minus 23 overnight. Flurries tomorrow, we could get up to 10 centimeters. Breezy, a high of minus 9. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.